Book 7, Canto 4, The Triple Soul Forces, pages 503 to 504. Here from a low and prone and listless ground, the passion of the first ascent began. A moon-bright face in a somber cloud of hair, a woman sat in a pale lustrous robe. A rugged and ragged soil was her bare seat. Beneath her feet, a sharp and wounding stone. A divine pity on the peaks of the world. A spirit touched by the grief of all that lives. She looked out far and saw from inner mind this questionable world of outward things, of false appearances and plausible shapes, this dubious cosmos stretched in the ignorant void, the pangs of earth, the toil and speed of the stars, and the difficult birth and dolorous end of life. Accepting the universe as her body of woe, the mother of the seven sorrows bore the seven stabs that pierced her bleeding heart. The beauty of sadness lingered on her face. Her eyes were dim with the ancient stain of tears. Her heart was riven with the world's agony and burdened with the sorrow and struggle in time. An anguished music trailed in her rapt voice. Absorbed in a deep compassion's ecstasy, lifting the mild ray of her patient gaze, in soft, sweet, training words, slowly she spoke. O Savitri, I am thy secret soul. To share the suffering of the world I came. I draw my children's pangs into my breast. I am the nurse of the dolor beneath the stars. I am the soul of all who wailing writhe under the ruthless harrow of the gods. I am woman, nurse, and slave, and beaten beast. I tend the hands that gave me cruel blows, the hearts that spurn my love and zeal I serve. I am the courted queen, the pampered doll. I am the giver of the bowl of rice. I am the worshipped angel of the house. I am in all that suffers and that cries. Mine is the prayer that climbs in vain from earth. I am traversed by my creature's agonies. I am the spirit in a world of pain. The scream of tortured flesh and tortured hearts, fallen back on heart and flesh unheard by heaven, has rent with helpless grief and wrath my soul. I have seen the peasant burning in his hut. I have seen the slashed corpse of the slaughtered child. Heard woman's cry ravished and stripped and hailed amid the bayings of the hellhound mob. I have looked on, I had no power to save. I have brought no arm of strength to aid or slay. God gave me love, he gave me not his force. I have shared the toil of the yoked animal drudge, pushed by the goad, encouraged by the whip. I have shared the fear-filled life of bird and beast, its long hunt for the day's precarious food. Its covert slink and crouch and hungry prowl, its pain and terror seized by beak and claw. I have shared the daily life of common men, its petty pleasures and its petty cares, its press of troubles and haggard hoard of ills, earth's trail of sorrow, hopeless of relief, the unwonted tedious labor without joy, and the burden of misery and the strokes of fate. I have been pity leaning over pain, and the tender smile that heals the wounded heart, and sympathy making life less hard to bear.